local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
And a good Thursday to you. 7:05 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. It's going to feel like June when you step on outside today in the 70, 74 right now, and the humidity like summertime humidity, but changes they are coming. Dr. Bill has more in our forecast coming up in just a minute. First, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone, for the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. We've had a great start from Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Ford. Accident-free conditions and light traffic again from the Bayway and the Causeway downtown. Government, Spring Hill, and Broad seeing some heavier pockets of traffic back onto the interstate. Old Pass, Cagoula, Halls Mill Road, no delays. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corners offering delivery through the waiter app. You can also call ahead any order and pick up as well. Perfect for lunch today. 7 wings and french fries, just $9.99. In Mobile, call 345-9544. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, this is Sean, and I host a couple shows here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm also one of the owners of this station, and because of that, I feel like I'm in a unique position to be a voice for local small business. Our station works hard to be a voice for coastal Alabama, just like our advertisers work hard to bring great products and services to all of us. Local small business provides more jobs to more of your friends and family than any other class of employer. So I'm asking the favor of you for all of us. Shop local with the businesses that are vital to our local economy. Thanks for your help, and we'll all get through this together.
She's the leading educator and retailer of hemp CBD products in South Alabama, and she's on a mission to change the way we look at cannabis. Jennifer Boozer presents Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. With guests from every corner of the hemp industry to advocates for legalization, Jennifer leads the discussion of all things cannabis in Alabama. Join Jennifer Boozer every Monday at 7 p.m. for Sweet Home Cannabama on FM Talk 106.5. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. Will be warm with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a few showers. It'll turn cooler with lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, isolated morning showers and cooler with highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, also our buddy Captain Bobby checking in at the end of the hour. If you're going to maybe get out, it looks like Saturday will be the best chance to get out and get outside. Easter Sunday looks to be pretty darn rainy and maybe some severe weather by that afternoon. But we'll get the details coming up with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. And another deadly day, actually the deadliest day yet in the United States for the battle against the coronavirus. And 430,000 cases now in the country.
Yeah, there was a record 1,922 coronavirus deaths yesterday. That's up from 1,858 on Tuesday. And New York getting hit hard again. Their highest 24-hour death toll, 779. If you're looking for some good news, though,
always.
It looks like the number of cases dropped yesterday, which the lead officials are saying that social distancing and staying at home is helping to work drop that curve. But what we're seeing, just like the testing numbers are kind of delayed because it takes some time from when you get that initial test to where you get the results days later. What we're seeing now is what we were doing a week ago and 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So hopefully as more people stay at home and quarantine, we'll continue to see those numbers kind of go down from there. But here locally in Alabama, we have not yet reached our peak. We're at 2,499 confirmed cases in the state. 48 have died from the illness. They say 18,982 total tests have been confirmed and 314 hospitalizations due to COVID-19 since March the 13th. Here locally, 249 cases now in Mobile County with 7 deaths, 49 cases in Baldwin County with 1 death, 7 cases in Washington County with 1 death, 10 cases in Clark County, 6 in Monroe, 5 in Escambia, 6 in Choctaw, 4 in Kadeka, and 13 cases now in Wilcox County.
All right, and also the other parts of this story, there's the medical part of it. Of course, there's also the economic side of this. I'm going to get into the school thing in just a second. But by the way, too, did you see that out of the positive test there, a child under 4 mm-hmm. testing positive for COVID-19? The school portion of it is that while public schools are not going back this year, Okay, that's what we, I know that the Archdiocese said yesterday Catholic schools are supposed to go back, if they can, May 4th. Mm-hmm. Got a note from my kid's school, May 7th, I think, is the date. It's all tentative.
Right? Yeah, it's one of these where, you know, they keep pushing.
They have to set a date, I guess.
They have to set a date, and initially, with best hopes, I think most had their dates set in April, and that's why they've pushed that date now back to May 4th. And the initial news yesterday, I think a lot of people were maybe upset's the right word to use and say, I can't believe they're going to send the kids back after May 4th. And the Archdiocese came out and said, no, that just means we're definitely going to remain closed until Monday, May 4th, and then adjust from there.
Also, list out this on mynbc15.com, a list you and I were just talking about of locations doing testing for COVID-19. I just run through these, not all the information, but you can get more on their website. American Family Care Clinic, American Family Care Clinic in Daphne and Fairhope, the one in Mobile, American Family Care Clinic in Mobile, which is in the Festival Center, American Family Care Clinic in Tillman's Corner. Same thing, American Family Care Clinic in Orange Beach, in Saraland. Baldwin County Health Department's doing testing. Clark County Health Department's doing testing. Conecuh County Health Department's doing testing. So is Escambia County Health Department in both Atmore and Bruton. Greater Mobile Urgent Care is doing testing. Main Street Family Care in Bruton is doing it. Main Street Family Care in Mobile is doing it. Also in Monroeville, Monroe County Health Department and their county hospital doing testing. USA Health, we've talked about that, doing their testing at Ladd People. For anyone with a medical referral and a scheduled appointment, plus Washington County Health Department doing it. And there's a few more. We'll link this, or you can get the list from mynbc15.com.
Yeah, and if you're interested in seeing whether you qualify for a test or not, I recommend calling kind of early in the day. It seems like most of these places stop taking calls around 4, maybe 4:30. Some of the urgent care centers are open much later than that. But if you are planning on calling to see about getting a test, make sure you do it early in the day.
Also, as we talk about the economics of this, and a lot of people that are at least working are working from home right now. I saw a new stat, though, online about the number of people that are drinking on the job now that they're working from home. They're mixing business and pleasure. I'll get to some of those stats coming up in just a little bit. Also in sports.
Well, Nick Saban got an email address.
Well, I'll be.
That's the lead story in sports today. Nick Saban finally got an email address. Who knew we'd be at this point this early?
Yeah.
And also the NBA looking to provide a little entertainment while the players are off the court. So they're going to have a horse tournament. I'll tell you about that coming up in sports.
Also, the CDC is out with new workplace recommendations amid coronavirus pandemic. Might help more Americans actually get back to work as President Trump would like. Bob Constantini with more.
The head of the Centers for Disease Control, Dr. Robert Redfield, offering new guidelines for those who feel they may be able to work after a brief self-quarantine showing no symptoms.
In certain circumstances, they can go back to work if they're asymptomatic, if they do several things. Take their temperature before they go to work, wear a face mask at all times, and practice social distancing when they're at work.
These are only guidelines with deference to state and local officials, not to mention how others in the workplace might feel with a colleague who might have been exposed to coronavirus. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Also, if you're going to be out and about, some guidance out there from the Mobile County Health Department on face coverings. We'll get to that in a little bit. And on the political side, it's bye-bye Bernie, as Bernie Sanders has ended his presidential campaign, clearing Biden's path to the Democratic nomination in a showdown with President Trump in the general. Linda Kenyon with more.
I am announcing the suspension of my campaign.
Senator Sanders making his announcement from his home in Vermont, saying he really felt he had no other choice.
I wish I could give you better news, but I think you know the truth. And that is that we are now some 300 delegates behind Vice President Biden, and the path toward victory is virtually impossible.
In short,
I have concluded that this battle for the Democratic nomination will not be successful.
Sanders sought to assure his loyal supporters that this was not an easy decision.
Please know that I do not make this decision lightly. In fact, it has been a very difficult and painful decision.
But he says he feels there was no other pathway.
If I believed we had a feasible path to the nomination, I would certainly continue the campaign. But it's just not there.
Sanders also said given the current coronavirus crisis gripping the nation and the world, he believes his work in the U.S. Senate is needed now more than ever.
I cannot, in good conscience, continue to mount a campaign that cannot win and which would interfere with the important work required of all of us in this difficult hour.
In announcing he is dropping out of the race for the Democratic presidential nomination, Sanders also said he is supporting the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, former Vice President Joe Biden.
I congratulate Joe Biden, a very decent man, who I will work with to move our progressive ideas forward.
And he urged his supporters to join him.
Standing united, we will go forward to defeat Donald Trump, the most dangerous president in modern American history.
Sanders also said while his campaign is over, the movement is not.
We have never been just a campaign. We are a grassroots, multiracial, multi-generational movement which has always believed that real change never comes from the top on down, but always from the bottom on up.
And as the campaign for the White House now turns the page, Sanders offered his supporters this closing thought.
Please stay in this fight with me. Let us go forward together. The struggle continues. Thank you all very much.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
716 FM Talk 1065. And what about voting times? You've seen states kind of go round and round if they're going to hold their primaries, they're going to hold their runoffs, or they're going to delay them. We're delayed till July 14th here in the state of Alabama. We'll see if we keep that date going forward. 717 News is next.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama's health department is reporting almost 300 new cases of COVID-19 with nearly 2,500 confirmed cases and 67 deaths statewide. With limited testing, 249 people have tested positive in Mobile County. There are 49 confirmed cases in Baldwin County. Clark County is still reporting 10 cases, while Washington County has 7. Beginning today, Infirmary Health is offering drive-through testing for people in Mobile and Baldwin counties, but you'll have to make an appointment before you can learn where you can get tested. The hotline opens at 8 a.m. The number is 251-341-2819. You'll find that number also at WKRG.com. A teenager is facing a vehicular homicide charge 5 months after a deadly wreck on I-65. Mobile police arrested 18-year-old Jadea Gordon on Wednesday. Officers say Gordon caused the wreck back in October of 2019. 51-year-old Archie Lucy Jr. was rushed to the hospital where he died. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Good morning, 719 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. A lot of people have been spending extra time at home during the coronavirus pandemic. Many have been using that extra time to learn new skills. That includes Alabama football head coach Nick Saban. Yesterday, during an Instagram Live interview with ESPN's Maria Taylor, Saban announced that he finally has his own email account.
One positive of this for me is I even have an email now. So, I've come a long way. It was hard to communicate when you have to be by yourself and you always depend on somebody else to get your emails and messages and all that. And it just didn't work.
You think Saban's going to be the guy that forwards conspiracy theories?
Wait till you start seeing the memes and not knowing what that is. Just one second, with all deference, as a graduate and big fan of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Nick, you're 68. You're not 168. I mean, there's plenty of people, there's plenty of octogenarians that are using email. So, mm-hmm. Come on, man.
And plenty of...
I think it's just he doesn't...
It's not that he's tech averse. I think he's averse to anything that he doesn't think has to do with coaching college football.
Amen.
I think everything else is just like, yeah, I don't care about that.
Yeah, I agree completely with your assessment. And many octogenarians also know how to text now.
Yes.
Saban still doesn't like texting. He's a calling guy. And his wife, Miss Terry, though, I guess she'd gotten tired of receiving and answering emails on his behalf, so she fired him.
And they were sending them all to Miss Terry. All right, she fired me. And she said, I'm not dealing with your stuff anymore, so I had to do it on my own.
Saban also spoke about the team's daily routine while coaches and players are separated. They've had some Zoom meetings with the players and also video lessons on plays. Saban said he believes the ability to continue with a routine has been helpful for the coaches and the players. In some NFL news, ESPN's Adam Schefter reported yesterday that some issues are arising with the NFL's plan to hold this month's draft remotely. On Monday, League Commissioner Roger Goodell announced that teams' front offices cannot gather at one place during the draft, but must conduct the draft from separate locations while talking strategy from their own homes via internet or on the phone. Yesterday, Schefter tweeted that some coaches and front office staffers are reluctant to have IT employees setting up equipment in their homes for fear of the virus spreading, and vice versa, some IT employees are concerned about going into other homes to equip them for the draft. As of this morning, the NFL is still planning on holding the draft from April 23rd through the 25th. Back in March, the league prohibited teams from conducting pre-draft visits with prospects at club facilities, which forced teams to rely on virtual methods to meet with prospective players. And as the sports world continues to look for unique ways to provide content for fans, ESPN reports that NBA, WNBA, and former NBA players plan to participate in a horse competition. It'll be televised on ESPN. Oklahoma City's Chris Paul, Atlanta's Trae Young, and Chicago's Zach LaVine are among the players expected to compete. ESPN report did not say when they plan to televise the event. 7:23 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. The 2017 tax law greatly increased the exemption for the estate tax, meaning wealthy people can pass on more than $11 million to their heirs tax-free. The higher limit expires in 2026, but the IRS has said that people who give away more than $11 million while they're alive can do so tax-free, even if they die after the more generous limit decreases. That can amount to a great deal of estate tax savings for the heirs of wealthy people, if you're lucky enough to be one. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Time, effort, money. Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
Good morning, everyone, from the Hooters Traffic Center. We've had light traffic and accident-free conditions continue as you traffic from Loxley, I-10, from Malbus, Daphne, and across the Bayway and the Causeway. For now, Mobile Police Department are clear. Cottage Hill, Demetropolis, Airport, Dolphin, and Spring Hill at 65. No problems. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile. Still open for business and ready to serve you. You can shop online at springhilltoyota.com and they can deliver. Even complete all the paperwork online. Call 450-1000. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. Will be warm with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a few showers. It'll turn cooler with lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, isolated morning showers and cooler with highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Social distancing, pandemic, quarantine, words that are now a part of our daily conversation. The new normal. It seems like everything has changed. But one thing that remains constant is live local radio that keeps us connected. At FM Talk 106.5, we'll do our best to relay the most relevant information and how to cope in the age of coronavirus. We are all in this together, and just like we've done for the last decade, we'll continue to turn up your voice. FM Talk 106.5.
727 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Dr. Bill, less than 10 minutes away with our forecast, and it's one you're going to have to pay attention to because it's got twists and turns from now through Easter Sunday on into Monday. Speaking of which, you know, so many Americans are going to be doing virtual Easter. Doing this now, it's, I guess, we all, you know, you've made jokes for decades in radio because growing up, always, you know, they talk about it's masks for shut ins, and you like I used to say, hey, I can be a shut in. They said, no, you got to get a mask, you can't, but masks for shut ins for everybody out there in church for everybody. It's going to be different. One of my ideas I had the other day is what if you took, and I don't, maybe somebody's already doing this, but I haven't heard of it, maybe the idea has already been taken. If you don't have a drive-in movie theater, what about the malls are not open, right?
No.
Okay, the malls are not open, so these gigantic parking lots out there. What if you could have little, and they have to get the equipment, but if you had like little radio transmitters, right, and you could have a small FM low wattage transmitter, there are certain places on the dial that are available. I guess you'd have to clear it with the FCC. Welcome to my world. Clear and get that frequency and put that low wattage transmitter out there, and everybody has, or you don't have to have the radios, you just tune your car radio to that frequency, and then have the service there. Everybody is kind of together because the families are in their cars. You know, 6 feet of social distancing is not working for families that have to live in the same house. That's why you got to kind of keep separate from everybody else. But you put the family in the car, you go there, and you could see the preacher or the priest on the stage there and listen to the service in the vehicle. And, I mean, it'd be a kind of a proxy. Keep the windows up, I guess, a proxy way of having a church with other folks. Wave to people through the window.
Yeah, I love that. And I also love that the state of Alabama, when Governor Kay Ivey announced this stay-at-home order, that they said religious services are allowed to go on as long as you properly social distance or
but you can't do that in a building.
No,
yeah, that's going to be the problem.
I do like, you know, speaking of where we are in this day and age with technology, that a lot of churches had already, even before this, been broadcasting their services online.
Yep.
Now many more are jumping into that fray. So that'll be great that, you know, unfortunately, most all people won't be able to go into church for a service. If they can't do that drive-up service, you can at least see it from your own home.
There you go. 728 FM Talk 106.5. Also a stat out this morning, National Multifamily Housing Council said only 70% of tenants paid their rent this month so far.
Mm.
Yeah, a third of Americans not paying their rent. That is a very bad sign out there. More on that story coming up, and we'll check in with Dr. Bill in just a couple minutes.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles. WKRG News 5, Alabama's health department is reporting almost 300 new cases of COVID-19 with nearly 2,500 confirmed cases and 67 deaths statewide. With limited testing, 249 people have tested positive in Mobile County. There are 49 confirmed cases in Baldwin County. Clark County is still reporting 10 cases, while Washington County has 7. Beginning today, Infirmary Health is offering drive-through testing for people in Mobile and Baldwin counties, but you'll have to make an appointment before you can learn where you can get tested. Hotline opens at 8 a.m. The number is 251-341-2819. You'll find that number also at WKRG.com. A teenager is facing a vehicular homicide charge 5 months after a deadly wreck on I-65. Mobile police arrested 18-year-old Jadia Gordon on Wednesday. Officers say Gordon caused the wreck back in October of 2019. 51-year-old Archie Lucy Jr. was rushed to the hospital where he died. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Crime never takes a break. As you well know, with all the threats in our world today, it'd be a great idea to check out the safes at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes in Mobile and D'Iberville. No matter what you need to protect from theft or fire, they've got the right Liberty Safe at just the right price. And starting today, for a limited time, any safe over $1,500 will be delivered absolutely free, ground floor up to 50 miles. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, call ahead for store hours or go to mwliberty.com to place your order. It's service after the sale at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Special report, coronavirus update. Commuting to the office today, Dr. Redfield of the CDC recommends, among other things, wearing a face mask at all times.
Truck driver Bob Keck is still making deliveries during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Everybody's looking up to us because they need their toilet paper.
CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield has suggestions for asymptomatic workers whose responsibilities haven't changed much, if at all, since the outbreak.
We want them not to share objects that would be touching their face, and we would like them not to congregate in break rooms, lunch rooms, and crowded places.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Congress considering ways to govern from afar during the pandemic. Lawmakers are talking this week about whether it's possible to conduct virtual committee meetings or to oversee how the $2.2 trillion stimulus money is being spent. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 145 points. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. Governments are wrestling with the problem of when to exit lockdown procedures and reboot a global economy that is effectively in a deep freeze. The World Trade Organization warns the pandemic is likely to spark the deepest recession of our lifetimes, with global trade poised to plummet by one-third. The Bank of France estimates the country's economy shrank about 6% in the first quarter, the worst performance since the end of World War II. Europe powerhouse Germany is seen contracting 10%. Murray Energy Corporation is being criticized by a rival coal producer for paying founder and chairman Robert Murray more than $1 million a month, while his bankrupt company seeks court permission to suspend payments for retiree medical costs. Consol Energy says Murray Energy could have reduced or suspended Robert Murray's $12 million annual salary and cut other costs to help shore up its liquidity before proposing to suspend its obligations to retirees. On Wall Street, futures are moderately lower. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
The Department of Labor can help workers and employers with unemployment claims related to COVID-19. File claims and get more information at labor.alabama.gov. This message is sponsored by the Alabama Department of Labor, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station, with funding provided by the U.S. Department of Labor, Employment and Training Administration, and the Federal Workforce Opportunity Innovation Act. An equal opportunity employer program. Auxiliary aids and services available upon request to individuals with disabilities.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
What's going on out there? I mean, we'll walk out this morning. It's dripping from my truck with the condensation. It's 70-something degrees high. Are we in June? Do we fast forward?
Yeah, we've got a lot of humidity and plenty of warm air now from the Gulf, and a cold front approaching to the north of us. Looks like we're going to get well into the 80s today. We have some clouds this morning, but then we should have some sunshine, and we'll get up around 87, possibly 88 degrees this afternoon. Now, tonight the front moves in with a few showers. I don't expect any severe weather. We'll cool down to the upper 50s tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow we may see a few early morning showers and becoming partly cloudy. Cooler tomorrow, only 72 for the high. As we look ahead now to the weekend, Saturday, it's the best day. It'll be mostly sunny through the morning and into the early afternoon. Then we'll see some showers develop in the afternoon. Highs will be in the upper 70s. A storm system coming out of Texas will affect us for Saturday night and Sunday. And it looks like showers and a few thunderstorms will move in during the evening hours of Saturday and then overnight. And there's a possibility of some severe thunderstorm activity. And then on Sunday, that storm system will move to the north of us, and we'll see some warm air again, temperatures getting into the low 80s, and showers and thunderstorms for Sunday. Also, the possibility of some severe thunderstorm activity. Conditions improve Sunday night, and then on Monday, a cold front moves through, and we really don't have any cool air immediately, but it will be drier. So Monday will be sunny, about 82. And that would be in the 70s, Tuesday and Wednesday, with a slight chance of a shower both days.
All right. So severe weather more towards the end of the weekend, if we get it?
Yeah, the severe weather is more likely going to be Saturday night and on Sunday. And then if you pick the two, it would most likely be Sunday. And the greatest of activity in the way of severe weather will be through central areas of Alabama and also into Mississippi. And there's the possibility of tornado activity.
All right, Dr. Bill, and if folks have got a little extra time on their hands and they didn't pick up a copy of the 2020 Mobile Weather Marine Almanac, there's a way for them to do it while sheltering in place.
Yeah, all you need to do is on your computer, get into mobileweatheralmanac.com. That's mobileweatheralmanac.com. It'll take you right into the 2020 Mobile Weather Marine Almanac, and you can go through all the pages and all the information.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
7:37. That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Coming up, sports with Dalton. Also, we'll check in with Captain Bobby Abrascato for the FM Talk 106.5 Fisherman Report. And Thursday's become, it used to be a celebratory day when the jobs numbers came out. Now it has been the last two have been pretty somber. And those numbers out this morning.
Yeah, so over the last 2 weeks of March, nearly 10 million Americans had filed for unemployment aid. And the latest numbers for the last week coming in just a few minutes ago, 6.6 million Americans filed for unemployment aid last week, which, according to the Associated Press, means that 10% of the U.S. labor force has been put out of work since the coronavirus slammed the economy.
We went from the lowest unemployment rate since the 1950s, I believe, or maybe even earlier. It had been a long time, decades, to double-digit unemployment now in 3 weeks' time.
Yeah, so in three weeks.
3 weeks' time. That is whiplash for an economy.
And they'll adjust this number. And you remember, a lot of these unemployment offices have been unable to keep up with the demand. So we'll see these numbers change. But 16.6 million people over the last 3 weeks have filed for unemployment.
How we navigate this new economy, that is always part of our discussions here at FM Talk 106.5, and specifically on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1. So I'll do Midday Mobile from noon to 1 o'clock today. And then my friend Cam Marston will be back on with us for What's Working Special Edition. And this is an hour with nothing but discussion of how small businesses, folks that work for small businesses out there, can navigate this new economy, what you need to do, whether it's getting the small business loans, what to do with employee situation, what to do about paying your rent. I mean, all these questions, how to deal with the banks, he tackles all these, and he's on again today at 1 o'clock. It's What's Working Special Edition with Cam Marston, 1 o'clock today on FM Talk 106.5. Speaking of rent, a story from AL.com, William Thornton posted that Americans are struggling with rent obligations during the coronavirus pandemic. According to a review by a National Organization of Apartment Owners, the National Multifamily Housing Council said only 69% of tenants paid their rent by April 5th, compared with 81% a month before and 82% at this time last year. Those numbers are from a review of 13.4 million rental units across the country. According to the survey, 31% of renters were not able to make their payments on time. It's going to be, I think, a story going forward. And those checks that so many are waiting for, once again, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin was asked about this yesterday. He said next week they'll start with the direct deposits. I get a text or an email about this every day. Mm-hmm. When are the checks coming? And all I can do is work off what the Treasury Department says. And they are saying now they will start direct depositing next week. And then how long it takes for all the direct deposits, I don't know. But the issue, if you do not have an account already associated with federal government where you get return money or pay or whatever, you're going to have to wait on checks. And they will start issuing those checks in May $5 million a week, but there's 100 million checks, give or take, to send out. And it could be the last checks going out as late as early September.
Wow, that's amazing.
The guy gets the... They said they're going to prioritize checks once they start going out in May from the lowest income earners to the highest within the window of people who get checks. But yeah, you could be, if you're at the top of that list, you could be September before you get your check.
And that comes as Washington is looking to add even more money into the economy. I believe they're calling it phase four of the stimulus plan.
Yes, let's get some more money.
More money. And the Alabama Department of Public Health just updated their numbers for the state of Alabama. I can give you more on that when we get back.
All right. And also, I see the head of Mobile County Health Department, Dr. Bernard Eichold, has now given us indications that we should, if we have to go outside doing essential shopping, we wear a, quote, cottage industry cloth mask, end quote. Cottage industry cloth mask. We'll talk more about that.
Dix River Shooting is part of the Baldwin County community. Locally owned and operated in Robertsdale off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. We're open for business and have everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. We thank the community for your continued support and want you to know we're following necessary guidelines to ensure your well-being. New summer hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday. Dix River Shooting Center. Get your aim on.
Good morning, everyone, from the Spring Hill Toyota.com Traffic Center and Mobile Police Department on the scene of an accident without injuries at Schillinger and Three Notch. Also, wreckers been called out to Airport and Hillcrest. We've got a disabled vehicle there with an accident. No problems across the Bayway. The causeway still looks good for Daphne, Spanish Fort, and Fairhope. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course. They offer all things hemp. If you're suffering from extra anxiety or depression, they may be able to help. See them on Facebook and Instagram at Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:42 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean and Dalton. And Dalton, yeah, give us the rest of that story here.
So the Alabama Department of Public Health just updated their numbers for the state, and now we have 2,547 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Alabama. 48 have died from the illness. We continue to see the number of test results coming back in. They're now up to 20,605 tests by count of the Alabama Department of Public Health. 333 hospitalizations due to the virus since March 13th. Here locally, Mobile County is really seeing the fastest rise of any county in the state. We're now up to 293 cases in Mobile County with 7 deaths. Baldwin County sits at 49 confirmed cases of COVID-19 with 1 death. Washington County has 7 cases with 1 death. 10 cases in Clark County, 6 in Monroe, 5 in Escambia, 6 in Choctaw, 4 in Conecuh, and 14 cases now in Wilcox County.
And also on the protecting yourself front, you know, to mask or not to mask, that's been the question going on through this whole process. They dealt with that some in a press release from Mobile County Health Department went out yesterday. A quote here from Dr. Bernard Eichold, head of the Mobile County Health Department, said, "I encourage people when they are performing essential shopping, please wear a cottage industry cloth mask."
What exactly does that mean?
Cottage, is that fancy for homemade? I mean, cottage industry is like maybe even better than homemade. Like if you make a lot of things at home, but then if somebody's producing them, then you have to get within this. So it said, wash your hands frequently and maintain physical distancing of 6 feet from others. Guidance based on recommendation from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
You know how we say on YouTube you can find the fix for anything, whether you're working on a washing machine, which I now have to do, or working on something else around the home. There are quite a few really good videos on YouTube now that show if you don't have one of these masks to wear that have been made as a mask, some of the things around your home that you can make. Of course, if you've got a bandana, it shows how you can use the bandana and put rubber bands on it so it sticks around your ear, and then you can rewash that. Also, cotton t-shirts, how you can use those if you have nothing
else. Don't say BVDs. Don't say.
I'm not going to.
There's some people wearing those.
If you have nothing else, and even if you absolutely have to use a one-time use paper towel. Now, I'm not with the health department or anything like that, and obviously the best thing you can use would be a real mask, but if you have to, covering your mouth and nose with something is better than nothing.
Well, the story out, too, that the national supply of N95 masks and PPEs are running very low. It says here more in that story, CDC stated the cloth face coverings recommended are not surgical masks or N95 respirators. Those are critical supplies that must continue to be reserved for healthcare workers and other medical first responders. I know my wife has made her facial covering a bandana, and so she's handy with the sewing machine, so she has it sewed up with elastic and the whole nine. But yeah, people, that's the recommendation from Mobile County Health Department to use cottage industry cloth masks out there. 7:45, coming right back.
As we all watch these unprecedented events of the coronavirus unfold, we at Southern Cancer Center want to assure you that we are working hard to protect our community and our patients. Cancer patients often have weakened immune systems and are more vulnerable to infection. They're already fighting cancer. Please don't make them fight this virus too. Do your part to stop the spread. Stay distant. Wash your hands. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Together, we will get through this. Find more information at southerncancercenter.com.
Successful businesses all have two things in common: reliable communication and constant collaboration. That's where CSpire Business comes in. Beyond reliable office phone services, we can also equip your business with technologies like Office 365 and UC1 Unified Communications, helping you work the way you want from anywhere. From virtual meetings to screen sharing, it's all designed so you never miss a beat. Get your business remote work ready today at cspire.com/business. CSpire, customer inspired.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama's health department is reporting almost 300 new cases of COVID-19 with nearly 2,500 confirmed cases and 67 deaths statewide. With limited testing, 249 people have tested positive in Mobile County. There are 49 confirmed cases in Baldwin County. Clark County is still reporting 10 cases, while Washington County has 7. Beginning today, Infirmary Health is offering drive-through testing for people in Mobile and Baldwin counties, but you'll have to make an appointment before you can learn where you can get tested. The hotline opens at 8 a.m. The number is 251-341-2819. You'll find that number also at WKRG.com. A teenager is facing a vehicular homicide charge 5 months after a deadly wreck on I-65. Mobile police arrested 18-year-old Jadea Gordon on Wednesday. Officers say Gordon caused the wreck back in October of 2019. 51-year-old Archie Lucy Jr. was rushed to the hospital where he died. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Good morning, 7:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. A lot of people have been spending extra time at home during the coronavirus pandemic, too much time for most people, and many have been using that extra time to learn new skills. That includes Alabama football head coach Nick Saban. Yesterday, during an Instagram Live interview with ESPN's Maria Taylor, Saban announced that he finally has his own email account.
One positive of this for me is I even have an email now. So, I've come a long way. It was hard to communicate when you have to be by yourself and you always depend on somebody else to get your emails and messages and all that. And it just didn't work.
A little tip here for Nick Saban. We all figured this out years ago, but if a Nigerian prince sends you an email, says he has some money for you, don't believe him. He's lying. Saban still prefers calling to texting, so he's not completely up with the rest of us yet. But with the email, his wife, Miss Terry, said she'd grown tired of receiving and answering emails on his behalf, so she fired him.
And they were sending them all to Miss Terry. She fired me. And she said, I'm not dealing with your stuff anymore, so I had to do it on my own.
During the interview, Saban also spoke about the team's daily routine while coaches and players are separated. They've had Zoom meetings with players and also video lessons on some of the plays. Saban said he believes the ability to continue with a routine has been helpful for the coaches and the players. As the sports world continues to look for unique ways to provide content for fans, ESPN reports that NBA, WNBA, and some former NBA players plan to participate in a horse competition. It'll be televised on ESPN. Oklahoma City's Chris Paul, Atlanta's Trae Young, and Chicago's Zach LaVine are among the players expected to compete. I'm hoping that Sir Charles Barkley also competes in this, and maybe Shaq, some of these former NBA players. The ESPN report did not say when it planned to televise the event. 10 minutes until 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. Will be warm with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a few showers. It'll turn cooler with lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, isolated morning showers and cooler with highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
There's a reason why your CBD store is the biggest brick-and-mortar CBD retailer in the world. It's their quality, pure and organic CBD products and the personalized education they provide, offering a full line of SunMed products for you and your pets in a stress-free, relaxing environment. Your CBD store of West Mobile will answer your questions and help you get back to your best self. Don't let tomorrow bring another day of pain, sleeplessness, or anxiety. Come see Joe Brown today at your CBD store of West Mobile, Hillcrest near Greelot.
What do you want to protect? Whether it's a diamond necklace or one made of macaroni, your newborn baby or your fur baby, we all want to protect the things and people we love most. Help keep everything safe with a free home security system from Protect Your Home, your ADT-authorized premier provider. Just dial 1-800-548-5597 to learn more about how you can start protecting your everything with a free security system, an $850 value monitored by ADT. You'll also receive a $100 Visa gift card after installation from Protect Your Home. So call 1-800-548-5597 now. Installation starts at $99 with a 36-month monitoring agreement. Termination fee applies. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Help keep your family safe. Call now. 1-800-548-5597. That's 1-800-548-5597.
Regardless of the virus, every one of us will be impacted by today's new economy. I'm Cam Marston, host of What's Working. On Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m., we'll begin special edition shows helping small businesses react to these times. I'll have guests with a deep expertise, and I'll push them to offer actionable ideas for you and me. And we'll take your calls. Join me Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5.
Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer.
It's a food and wine show.
No, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
They bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
The glorified fry cook.
Devoted to the complete gastronomic experience.
Grape killer.
Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. Brought to you by Bob's Downtown Diner on the corner of Fat and Happy. Sunday mornings at 8 on FM Talk 106.
Good morning for the Canes. WarriorKids.com traffic center still working in Axton without injuries at Schillinger and Three Notch, another one, but the wrecker's been called out at Airport and Hillcrest, moving it out of the roadway. Still a nice ride across the Bayway and the Causeway, Airport, Mont Lamar, Dolphin, and Spring Hill at 65, seeing heavier pockets of traffic. The USA Women's and Children's Hospital is in need of N95 masks and bleach. The hospital's asking you to check your home and donate them to their staff. For more information, contact the hospital. Call 415-1000. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 753 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. It's Thursday. That means we check in with Captain Bobby Abrascato for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company with the gear you need, whether you're socially distancing in the woods or on the water like Captain Bobby. Good morning.
Good morning, and we are doing that, man. I'm telling you, it's you know, it's blowing this morning. Not only is it blowing, it's that nasty west wind, which is, you know, we've talked about plenty of times, man. It's anything with a W in it around here is tough to fish in, but we've already whacked some fish this morning, and it's been great, you know, all week. We blew a little bit, you know, the last day or two as well, you know, but it's supposed to clock around to the north tomorrow, and then we're cycling out of this full moon dip today, you know, so we're going to get some water movement tomorrow, you know, starting today and tomorrow, too, and, man, the fish are reacting really well. We're catching some grunt and male trout, which always tells me that they're in the spawn, which means that we just caught a real big male trout a minute ago, so it's telling me that we're around some bigger fish. You know, there's probably a big female swimming around in here. It's just we're catching so many of the other males right now. I don't think she's probably too old and slow to catch the bait.
Well, you and I have had this discussion just privately over the years. Do the big boys run with the, you know, the big girls run with the bigger boys? I mean, when you catch big male trout, do you feel like you are close to that even bigger female trout?
Absolutely. What they do when they're born, they grow up and they die in the same school of fish. So what that tells me is when we're catching, you know, bigger male trout, that's an old school of fish. And then, you know, the males get to a certain length and pretty much quit growing. So you get anything bigger than about a 16 or 17 inch male, you're around an old school of fish. And with that, those big females continue to grow. And that's when you got the opportunity, particularly this time of year, this month and next month, when the water temperature and salinity levels are good enough to where these fish start spawning, that big female is going to eat. You know, trout aren't like some of the other species that don't feed when they're spawning. Trout really do eat well when they're spawning, you know. So, you know, to your question is, yes, absolutely. You start catching, you know, 18, 19-inch trout that are drumming, I get excited then, you know, because I've had plenty of opportunities to catch that bigger female, and when I know I'm around those, you know, that old school of fish.
Is it just luck of the draw? Because I'm thinking, like, in summertime fishing or when we've talked about tournament fishing, you know, we're always talking about getting the biggest baits we can and no weight or light weight as possible to get those bigger bites. But if you're in a school of fish like that with older male trout, but you're trying to, of course, catch that big one, the female, is there anything you're doing differently or is it just luck of the draw?
It's luck of the draw. You know, there's just so much competition in these schools, you know, to where you know, you just got to have the bait at the right place at the right time, and you know, and not having a, you know, a bunch of those big, and there always are a bunch of fish around there that are eating quicker than that big female, you know. So it is just a luck of the draw thing. You can do some things like maybe try and throwing some bigger baits, and you know, that'll weed out some of that small fish, but even those small fish will hit the bigger baits. You don't hook a lot of them, but they hit it, you know. So it all just comes down to being kind of a luck of the draw thing. And we've had that happen over the last, probably since we talked last, I've had a couple situations where we're catching good keeper size trout, and then boom, somebody catches a, you know, a 20, 24, 25 inch fish. We had a few of those caught this week, you know. So that's what'll happen, and that's why I get excited about it. The fun thing about it, as opposed to just sitting there waiting on a big fish, is you got a lot of action and still have the opportunity to catch a sure enough big fish.
Hey, quick question before we run out of time, are they all shallow right now up on the flats, or is it where there's some on the rigs and some on the flats?
There's probably some, not so much in the bay on the rigs, but if you get down towards the west end of the island, some of those fish are going to, the water, if you know, we talk about Barry's under flood for the first time in a while.
Yep.
And so with that, some of the stuff to the west of the bridge is going to clear up first. So I would target more, if you wanted to fish some deep stuff, I would target more of the structure down in the sound closer to the island. But yeah, I'm sure there's some fish on there.
Somebody wants to get a trip booked with you, how do they do it?
Check out ateamfishing.com. That's our website, and we got all of the information you need to get in touch with us and get you booked, and the fish are biting.
It's a good thing. It's something we can, one thing we can smile about with everything else going on, be out there catching fish with you. Bobby, I appreciate it. We'll check back in next week.
All right, gang. Y'all have a good weekend.
Will do. FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear that guy, Captain Bobby, uses. Check him out just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. 7:58, hour number 3 on the way. And lots to do in the next hour. Y'all stay right there.